Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government senior economic advisor urges caution on the issue of wage increases as a response to rising prices. Government expects to have the Civil Aviation Authority bill addressed before Parliament soon. Government continues to transition the energy sector to allow more Barbadian investments, and Canada to ban single-use plastics from December of 2023. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Government senior economic advisor Dr. Kevin Greenidge urges caution on the issue of wage increases as a response to rising prices. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program, the economist warned that pay hikes might just spike inflation without addressing the underlying problems. He also argues that the price increases are largely the result of circumstances beyond local control.
I will not fear businesses and consumers are raising their prices really. It is reflecting the underlying fundamental that the imports and the things they bring in and et cetera is going up, and that they can't absorb it because, maybe they can, but they're passing it on. Now, if you go and tell me that I tell them people give a wage increase, the cost is agreeing, it will reflect it in an increase in the cost of living further. I will be hurting myself by doing that.
Dr. Greenidge sees increasing local food production as a major part of the solution to rising prices.
And therefore, the way to deal with this now, and yes, about using locally, right now I can tell you that there's a tremendous effort to boost food production in Barbados, and that will help crop production. I can tell you that the goal is to increase crop production by 25% by 2025, and there are a number of things going. First of all, one of the problems we have was water, and there are a lot of, for example, installing 1,000 gallons, that's the size of the tank. Mm-hmm. This is like Montpoyer, which will bring 76 acres of agriculture land into agriculture. Already 45 acres in production, and by any month, there should be another 25.
Government senior economic advisor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources Santia Bradshaw says that government is working diligently to transform the island's energy sector from fossil fuel to renewable energy. She made the statement while speaking at the Barbados Energy Local Content Plenary Stakeholders Workshop. She said several plans and studies that will form the basis of the island's new energy policy have already been completed.
The government of Barbados does not take lightly the confidence that our people have reposed in us, and we are well aware that you, the stakeholders and all Barbadians, expects us to chart this country's journey in transforming our energy consumption from fossil fuel to 100% renewable energy by 2030. In keeping with this mandate, the government has continued its work to prepare the electricity market to take more renewable energy. The Ministry of Energy and Business has already completed a number of plans and studies that are necessary to establish the foundation for this country's new energy policy.
Ms. Bradshaw stated that government continues to work to transition the energy sector into one that allows citizens to be involved and access resources to strengthen the economy.
Local ownership and control for the government of Barbados crystallizes into the mindset that every Barbadian has a part to play in energy security, reduction in its costs, and its democratization. Barbadians will no longer simply be consumers, but will now have a meaningful stake in the energy sector through the provision of significant goods and services. More importantly, local content serves as part of the government's overall approach to ensuring that it stands by its commitment to build on the capacity and capability of its local people and its businesses.
Meantime, Commonwealth Secretariat Legal Advisor Shilene Nwapi stated the local content policy and legislation will allow local businesses to build their ability to compete in international markets.
This project complements these efforts, as it is aimed at putting in place systems and mechanisms to improve the capacity and capability of Barbadians to participate and access business opportunities in the energy industry value chain. This begins with understanding the existing potential and gaps and establishing appropriate legal and institutional mechanisms to build the competitiveness of Barbadian businesses.
Commonwealth Secretariat Legal Advisor Chelenye Nwapi. Government is expected to lay the Civil Aviation Authority Bill before Parliament soon, as the preparation of the authority is in its final stages. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, gave the update as she addressed civil aviation officials and stakeholders at the Tourism Town Hall meeting.
We are in the final stages of finalization of the Barbados Civil Aviation Authority, and with it, the regulatory framework that goes to establishing that authority for a regulatory civil aviation bill. We have just approved and agreed with the provision of services from ICAO, International Civil Aviation Authority, to work with the Chief Parliamentary Counsel to be able to finalize that bill.
The bill is part of a private and public sector partnership designed to accommodate private investments at the Grantley Adams International Airport. It will also make provisions for the airport to achieve Category 1 status and to transition into a regional hub. Senator Cummins highlighted a number of elements expected to come from the creation of the Civil Aviation Authority.
We expect to see collision analysis. We expect to see safety on boarding. We have a consulting team that is working with us, contracted to the Grantley Adams International Airport. And that team is led by three people. One of them is a former deputy head of the TSA of the United States. The second person is the former deputy of ICAO. And the other one is Israeli intelligence. So we have a subsidiary team that we will have a proposal in hand from on the 24th of this month, that will treat to the important matter of clearance between Barbados and the region and positioning us into the United States market.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins. Attorney General Dale Marshall says that while government has not outlined any priority areas as part of the country's constitutional reform, it will urge members of the Reform Commission to consider new rights that are now being recognized internationally. He was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the 10-member Constitutional Reform Commission at State House yesterday.
We've given them the broadest possible scope to operate. So their terms of reference are really very broad. And the point I want to make is that their remit is to give us a new constitution. They determine their work program, but I wouldn't want to say that they are priority areas. The government has not set new priority areas. The constitution is a total document. And as you've seen from the litigation that we've had, a lot of parts combined to produce a final product. So it will be for them. I wouldn't say it's easy that there's any particular area.
He highlighted the right to water as one of those rights now being acknowledged globally that he wants the commission to consider.
Over the years, a number of new rights have become recognized in the international community, and I've asked the commission to make sure that as they do their work, that they're prepared to look to see what new areas are taken on board. So, for example, internationally, things like the right to water is now seen as a fundamental human right. The right to a safe environment. These are all the kinds of new rights that go beyond privacy and so on that we've had for a long time. And we want them to consider those things as well in helping to formulate for us what would be a new document to live by.
Barbados' Attorney General Dale Marshall. Finally, the Government of Canada announced that it will ban the manufacturing and import of a number of harmful single-use plastics, with several new regulations coming into place in December. The government release stated that the new rules will apply to checkout bags, utensils, food service products with plastic that is difficult to recycle, ring carriers, stair sticks, and straws, with some exceptions. Canada's Environment Minister stated in a press conference that this is a historic step towards beating plastic pollution and keeping the community's lands and oceans clean. The sale of such items will be prohibited starting in December of 2023, a buffer period meant to give businesses time to adjust to the changes and wind down their existing supplies. Recapping the headlines, government senior economic advisor urges caution on the issue of wage increases as a response to rising prices. The Civil Aviation Authority Bill is expected to be addressed before Parliament soon. Government continues to transition the energy sector to allow more Barbadian investments, and Canada to ban single-use plastics from December of 2023. That was your 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. And the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life. Listen to the latest or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You can also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.